Okay, we're up to Ayin Cheshem and Aleph. They ran the Tatan Rabbanan. Im Nemar Bonim Loma Nemar Doros. Im Nemar Doros Loma Nemar Bonim. It says, Bonim Ashi Yivoldu Lohem Dor Shlishi Yavo Bekal Hashem. Why don't you say, Bonim Shlishim, or Dor Shlishi Yavo? Why does it have to be Bonim Ashi Yivoldu Dor Shlishi? Im Nemar Bonim, and this is the Chidaman Yomer L'Choro holds that it's not Bonim Velo Bonos, because the women are also wasser. So you can't learn Bonim, need to tell me not Bonos, because by Mitzri and Adomi, the women are also wasser. Im Nemar Bonim Velo Nemar Doros, Hayisi Omer Ben Rishon V'Sheini Osir Shlishi Mutter. I would say the third son you have is Mutter. In other words, the first two children are Osir, and the third one's Mutter, in the same generation. Right? That's why you have to say Doros. It's not talking about three children, right? It's talking about three generations of children. Lekach nemer Doros. Im nemer Doros, velo nemer Bonim. They only said Dor Shlishi, right? Hayisi Omer L'Osin Omdim Har Sinai. I would say it's the third generation from now, right? For anybody, in other words, for the first three generations after Matan Torah, then the kids were Osir, the Mitzri and Adomi is Osir. After that, it's Mutter forever. Therefore, Kach Nemar Bonim. Therefore, it said Bonim. Rashi, Im Nemar Bonim, Lichto Ben Shlishi, Velo Lichto Bonim, right? Let it say what's Lichto Ben Shlishi Yavo, or Dor Shlishi Yavo Lohem, Velo Lichto Bonim. Either say Dor Shlishi or Ben Shlishi. Why does it say both of them? Bonim Asher Yivoldu Lohem Dor Shlishi. Ben Rishon Vasheni, Ger Mitzri Shenoldu Lo Shlosha Bonim Laachar Shnis Gayer Haben Harishon Vasheni Yehoshu Vashishi Motiv. Just say Bonim. I'll say something about three kids. The first two kids he has after he's a ger are asur, and the third kid he has after he's a ger is mutter. Lakach nemer doros lashvinan dechol bonim asurim ubnei bonim utorim. That all of his children are asur, and the third generation is mutter, counting him. So his grandchildren are mutter. The im nemer dor shlishi velo nemer bonim. If it just said the third generation is mutter, right? How you see Omer leosam Yisraelim hamodim ahomdim ahar Sinai who Omer dor shlishi shalachem yovel lohem bekal. The third generation, right after Matan Torah, they're allowed to get married. Kolomar bochem uvivneichem asurim Mitzri vadomi. A Mitzri and Adomi are asur to you and to your children, but your grandchildren will be mutter to marry Mitzri and Adomi. Dor shlishi, the third generation will be mutter. Avivnei bneichem mutarim. Umishon v'halam mutarim mitzrim afilu gerishon. From that point on, the issue is not there anymore. That's what I would think. Kamash v'lo, no. Bonim and Dor. So it's any Mitzri who has children, three generations are also. Okay. It says lohem, right, twice, by what's it called? Let's see Rashi. Lohem, mehem minei. Count them, from them. The third generation doesn't mean three generations aside from the first gear, it means three generations with the first gear. Okay. Mehem minei, hu rishon beno sheni uben beno mutter. He's the first generation, his son is the second generation, his grandson is mutter ready. Lohem, lohem, another time it says lohem, holach achar psulon. You go after the psul. In other words, if a Mitzri marries a Yisraelis, the child has a din of a Mitzri. And if a Yisraelis marries, and if a Yisrael marries a Mitzris, the child has a din of a Mitzri. You always go after the psul. That's what we learn from Lohem. Lohem doesn't make a difference if they're the male or the female. The Isser is what's it called on the children. Koshken, if it's both the male and the female are Mitzri. Rashi, lohem holach achar psulon, tre lohem ksivi. It says twice lohem in the pasuk. Right? It says lo yovo mitzri vadomi. No, it doesn't say lo yovo. It says lo sasai vadomi lo sav mitzri bonim asher yivoldu lohem dor shlishi yovo lohem bekar Hashem. So there's two lohems. So the first lohem we learn, count them. Don't use them as a separate generation. They're one of the three generations, the original ger. The second lohem is halach achar psulon, tre lohem ksivi, umashma halach acharehem. Go after them. Ki im nitmu b'ksheirim kigom mitzri shenasi Yisraelis. If it was a Mitzri that married a regular Jewess, the Yisrael Shinosa Mitzris, or the opposite, a Yisrael married a Mitzris, Holach Acharehen Vavlad Posel Ador Shlishi. The child is a Matzah called Mitzri Sheni, and is also till the next generation. Okay. The Itzrich Lemichtav Lohem, the Itzrich Lemichtav Ashi Yivoldu. It had to say Lohem, and it had to say Ashi Yivoldu. Right, Rashi, the Itzrich Lemichtav Lohem, the Mashna the Mehem Menei, the Itzrich Ashi Yivoldu, the Lotema Ashi Yivoldu, Mibnehem Menei, the Koshu Kroyadodi, the Lemil Sachrisi Itzrich. Right, it didn't say Lohem, which means start counting from that first generation, Ger. I would say, Bonim Ashi Yivoldu Lohem, Dor Shlishi, you start counting from when the children that are born. Now that it says Lohem, I know you don't start counting from the children, you start counting from the person himself. And now the Bonim Ashi Yivoldu, we learn something different from. The Ikos of Rachman Ashi Yivoldu, Havi Amina Mibnei Amine. If it said Bonim Ashi Yivoldu Lohem, Dor Shlishi, I would say you start counting the third generation from the first child, not from the original Ger. Kosev Rachman Elohem, the E Kosev Rachman Elohem, Havi Amena, Mitzris Mu'uberish in his Gaira, He Ubinah Chad. Right? If it just said Lohem, right, I would say that if a Mitzris converted together when she was pregnant, together with her embryo, fetus, so the, and then she gave birth, that's all one generation. That's what I would think. That's, therefore it says Lohem. Right, start counting from them, but there's one generation. Therefore, it says Bonim Ashi Yivoldu, since the child was born to a Gioris, even though he was Megayer at the same time as the Gioris, doesn't make a difference. He's already second generation. Kosev Rachman Ashi Yivoldu, right? That's why it says Ashi Yivoldu to tell me that even a child that converted at the time of the mother is also considered a second generation. The Itzrich Vesirashi Kosev Rachman Ashi Yivoldu the Meimer the Chol Leida the Migeris the Eilech Chadadorahi. Any Leida from the Geiris and on is one generation. Okay. The Itzrich L'michtav Lohem Ha'achav, the Itzrich L'michtav Lo Gabi Mamzer. It had to say Lohem over here to tell me you go after the Psul, the Pasul. Doesn't make a difference if the Mitzri is the father or the Mitzri is the mother. And the other one is a regular Jew. The child is considered a Mitzri, second generation Mitzri. And also it had to say Lo by Mamzer, same thing. Right? Lo Yovo Lo Bekal Hashem. Lo means that no matter who's the Mamzer, if the husband is the Mamzer and the wife is a kosher Jew, the kid's a Mamzer. If the husband, the wife is a Mamzer and the husband's a kosher Jew, the kid's a Mamzer. Always go after the Psul. If it said over here, Lamaisa, that you go after the Psul because the child came from a union that was Osir, right? The Mitzri came from a Tipa Psula, came from a Goy. He was born from a Goy. Ava Mamzer, the Bami Tipa Shevra, Mamzer was born from a Kosher, person who was Kosher. Didn't come from somebody who was Pasul. Just that the Bia was Asr. But the person, the two people who he came from were kosher people, just they shouldn't marry each other. But they could have married anybody else. Amalo, so I would think that by Mamzer, where he came from a Tipuk Shera, you don't go after the Psul. You go either after the father, the mother, but not both of them. The Ikos of Rachman Agabi Mamzer, Mishum De Ein Roy Lovo Bekal, La'ola. But I just said by Mamzer that you go after the Psul, I would say Mamzer is worse, because he never is Mutter. But a Mitzri and Adomi are Mutter after three generations. So by then, you don't go after the Psul. Kamash Malom, both Psukim, Lohem, and Lo, that by both cases, whoever is Pasul, the husband or the wife, that's the one the child goes after. Rashi. Lo Gabi Mamzer, Lameim Raholach Achar Psulo. If a mamzer married a regular Jewess or a mamzeris married a regular Jew, the child has the din of a mamzer. Min kipuk sheira Yisrael tor, right? Came from a full fledged Jew. The isser was that they lived together, but they both were full fledged Jews. Shani Hashem, it's okay. Omar Rabba Barbar Chanda, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Mitzri Sheini, Shenosa Mitzris Rishona, right? A Mitzri Sheini, who married a Mitzris Rishona, Benosh Lishi. Here you go after the father, not the one who's more possible. They're both possible. So when it's one's a Jew and one's a Mitzri, the child is a Mitzri. But where one is a Mitzri Rishon, one's a Mitzri Sheini, you go after the father. Okay. So where a Mitzri Sheini married a Mitzris Rishona, so you go Benosh Lishi Havli. Alma Kesover Bosor Didei Shadinale. The Doros go after the father. Rashi. No Rashi. Rashi goes on. Moshe Rav Yosef, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Yecholim Mamzerim LiTohir. Mamzerim can become Tohir. How? Ketzad. Mamzer Nosa Shivcha. Mamzer is allowed to marry a Shivcha. So he marries a Shivcha. Havlad Evid. So the Vlad now is an Evid. Shichro, if he let the Evid go free, Nimtza ben Chorin, and he's free, and he's lots of called kosher, not a mamzer. Alma Boser Didosha Dinale. Go after her. Right? Because if you go after him, then Lechora, the Vlad, should be a mamzer. Not an Evid, be a mamzer. Whereas the Shani Hossam, the Omar Kroa, Ha'isha V'yelodeh Ha'tiyah Ladoneho. Over there by a Shivcha is different. It's an exception. Any other case, we go after the husband, the father. But in this case, we go after the mother, because the Torah says, Ha'isha V'yelodeh Ha, and it calls them Yelodeh Ha'tiyah Ladoneho. If he married a Shivcha Kananis, then the children are miyuchas to the mother, not to the father. Shani Hosan Gavi Shivcha Gzeres Hakosuvi. It's a separate exception that the Torah says the Vlad Shivcha Keshivcha, that the Vlad Shivcha goes after the Shivcha. But otherwise you go after the, what's it called, the Psul, or the father when it comes to Doros. Mosiv Rava. Omar Rabbi Yehuda min Yomin Ger Mitzri Hoyi Vichaver Mitalmidei Rabbi Akiva. We had this before. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Am Rabbi Yehuda min Yomin Ger Mitzri Hoyi Lichaver Mitalmidei Rabbi Akiva." I had a friend when the yeshiva. His name was Minyamin, and he was a Ger Mitzri, and he was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. But Amar Ani Mitzri Rishon, and he said to me, "I'm a Mitzri Rishon." Then Asasi Mitzris Rishon, and I married a first generation Mitzris. Asi Lebni Mitzri Shniya. I'm going to have my son marry a Mitzri Shniya. Kadeshia ben Bini Roy Lavudakal. That way my grandson will be a, what's it called, Mitzri Shlishi, who's mutter to get married. Mashma, only if he married him to a Mitzri Sheni would the child be a Shlishi. According to what we said, it goes after him. He was anyway a Mitzri Sheni, his son. So even if he married a Mitzri Rishona, the Doros would go after him, and his grandchild would be a Mitzri Shlishi. Why do you have to say, I'm going to marry her and marry him to a second generation Mitzris? It doesn't make a difference. If you hold that you go after the father to count the generations, Afila Rishon Anami could have married him off to a Mitzri Rishon too. Because he was, the father was a Mitzri Sheni. Omer Le Rabbi Yochanan Latana Tani Rishona Enachanami. Tana said, you're making a mistake, you're reporting this wrong. Minyamin did not say, I'm a Mitzri Rishon, and my son is a Mitzri Sheni. I'm going to marry him off to a Mitzri Sheni. He said, I'm going to marry off even to a Mitzri Rishon. Doesn't make a difference what I marry him off to. My grandson's going to be Mutter no matter what, because he's going to be a Mitzri Shlishi from me and my son. Afilu Rishon Lenomi Yossi Livno. Why does he have to marry him to a Mitzri Sheni to make his grandson a Shlishi? If it goes after the father, the grandson's going to be a Shlishi no matter what, because the father was a Sheni. So the Gemara says, Enochanami, the Brisa should say, Rishon. Let's go, even Rishon, not Dafka Sheni. Okay, the next thing starts to hold. So we'll go to the next Mishnah, so we'll. What? That's where there's one is possible and one is kosher. So they're both possible, right? Then the generations go after the father.
We're on Ein Cheshem with Aleph, about a quarter away from the bottom. Ki osur of Dimi. Ki osur of Dimi, Omer of Yochanan. Mitzri Sheni, Shenosa, Mitzri Rishona, Bino Sheni. A Mitzri Sheni who married a Mitzri Rishona, so the child is a Sheni, goes after the mother. Because otherwise it would be a Shlishi and be Mutter. Alma Boser Ime Shadina, not like we said before, you go after the father. But Rav Dimi said, Rav Yochanan, you go after the mother. Omer le Abaya Elohodam Rav Yochanan. If that's the case, you don't go after the father, but you go after the mother. Right? So that which Rav Yochanan said, Hifrish Chatas Mu'uberis, the Yolda. Person was Mafrish Echatas, Chatas can be in the Keva, and it was pregnant, the animal was pregnant, and it gave birth. Rasa Mishaper Ba, Rasa Mishaper Vivlada. So you have a choice. You could use either of these animals for your kapara. And the other one then is goes in pastures until it gets a mum, and then you're polda it, and you use the money for an ola. But you have a choice which one to use. Both of them are kosher to be a chatas. Iamris bishloma uber lav yerechimo. It's machlokas whether an uber inside the mother is considered part of the mother. It's like a leg, an arm of the mother. Or it's a separate entity to itself. If you hold that the uber is considered a separate entity, so who havi leke mafrish shtei chatos lachrais, then it's like you were mafrish two separate animals, and you did it, you know, to guarantee that you'll have one of them will be okay, and you made a tnai. If this one's the chatos, the other one won't be, and if this is the chatos, the other one won't be. Right? I have a backup. That's a backup chatos. So here, each animal is considered separate, and when you were mafrish the mother and the baby, it was like being mafresh two separate animals, and they're both the kedushas chal on both of them, right? The omer of Oshia hifrish shtei chatos lachrayis mischaper bachas mehen vashniyat tira, right? You mechaper the one you choose to use, and the other one goes to pasture till it gets a mum. So I omeres uber yerachimo hu, but if you hold that uber yerachimo, that the child and the mother are considered one body, right? Havilei vad chatos. Then you weren't mafresh two animals. You basically were mafresh one animal, the mother. And now the mother gave birth. Now the animal now becomes a separate entity after birth. That's called a vlad chatos. That's a chatos that gave birth. And a chatos that gave birth, lemisa ozel. The child, it goes lemisa. That's one of the, what's it called? One of the halachal moshe Mishinai. Five chatos hamesos, one of the chatos that has to die, they can't use it for anything, just die, you let it die, is a vlad chatos. Right? Or the regular case of vlad chatos would be, you separated an animal to be a chatos, and then it became pregnant after you separated. And then it gave birth. That's a regular case of vlad chatos. Here, though, you separated it when it was pregnant. So if uber lav yerechimo, it's like separating two separate animals. But if it's Uber Yerachimo, then you separated the mother with all of its organs, but the animal, the baby didn't have a din on its own. It only got a din on its own when it was born. Then it's a Vlad Chatas. So it should be Lamisa. So Rav Yochanan said, not that case. You could use either one. So that means Rav Yochanan holds Uber Lav Yerachimahu. If Uber is Lav Yerachimo, then why should a Mitzri Sheni, who married a Mitzri Srishona, why should their child be a Sheni? It should be, what's it called? You shouldn't go after the mother, you should go after the father. Let's see one second. Ishtik. So he kept quiet. Didn't have an answer for this. See Rashi. Rotsa Bomishchater. The Havlad Yira, and what happens then when you, whichever one you choose to be the Chatos, the other one pastures until it gets a mum. Rotsim is Chaper with Vlada, the Hitira, or the opposite. You use the Vlad as the Chatos, and the other one pastures. I Amr is Bishlomo Uber Lav Yerachimohu, Mishum hachi rotsim b'vlada meschaper d'havi choshu b'shas hafrosher k'behem b'vante nafsha. When you separated this chatos, there really were two animals here. Two separate animals. It's like you separated two separate animals. One is a backup and one is the chatos. V'havi lekemafrish beis chatos b'achrayis. Or liachrayis. Shem tovet ha'achas yischaper b'chaverta. It's a backup. The chiamrin vlad chatos l'misa heche da'afrish b'hemo rekonis v'nisabra v'yolda. Where's the classical case of vlad chatos? Where you separated one animal that wasn't pregnant, and then it became pregnant and gave birth. Then the halacha Moshe Sinai says that that animal is a vlad chatos, and it goes l'misa. V'ashniya tira, v'chi amrinan chatos shekripru ba'aleh l'misa azla, k'gon shehifrish chatos di'ovda, di'ekriv acheres tachteho, di'achretach nimtzes rishona. Right, and then what's it called? That vlad chatos goes l'misa. Right. So, where is this the Hashniya Tira? Right, the second one, that in the case where you separate two animals, one with a backup, so then the second one pastures, right? And we don't say that it's a chata shekipru ba'aleha, because l'maisa, when you separated it, either one could have been the one you're mechaper with. That's a second kind of chatas that's mesa, is chata shekipru ba'aleha. They had kapar already with a different one. Right? That case is where you were mafresh chatos one, and it got lost. And you didn't think you were going to find it. You were mafresh another one. And you brought that other one. Then you found the first one. Then that's called chatos shekipru ba'aleha. But over here, you separated two, knowing one's going to be a backup. So whichever one you bring, the other one, what's it called, is tira, gets a mum, you pulled it, and it goes to an ola. Okay. So lemaisa, why should, what's it called? Why should right? So now the question is, right? When Rabbi Yochanan said a mitzri sheni shenosa mitzris rishona b'no sheni, right? So you see, you go after the mother, right? So you go after the mother. So if you hold uber yerech imo, that's why you go after the mother, because the child was part of the mother, and therefore what's it called, the mother was a rishon, so the child also was a rishon, and when he was born he becomes a sheni. But if you hold uber lav yerech imo, who then lechor makes sense to go after the father, and the child inside the mother already was a sheni, what's it called, already the child inside the mother was already a shlishi because of the father. So then when it's born, it should be a shlishi, not a sheni. It's only if you hold uber yerechimo does it make sense to go after the mother. But if you hold uber lav yerechimo, then you should go after the father. So how could Rabbi Yochanan hold uber lav yerechimo and still hold you go after the mother? That's the question. Simara says, Omer lei, dil meshani hosam, d'chsiv ashi yivoldu, hakosu tlo beleda. Right, maybe Enochinami. We really hold that Uber Yerechimo. And really, we really hold Uber Lav Yerechimo. And therefore, the what's it called, the child already inside the mother has a separate din from the mother. It's a separate entity. And really, it should be a Shlishi. But, Lamaisa, by Mitzri, the Pasuk says, Ashi Vole, that until it's born, it doesn't have a din of itself. In other words, normally uber lav yerechimo, like Rabbi Yochanan says, but by mitzri it's a separate halacha, that the whole halacha is created by the leida, and therefore for this, what's it called, until the leida, it has a din of the mother, and therefore you go after the mother. It's an exception to the rule. Normally with uber lav yerechimo, but over here basically the pasuk tells me that until the leida it has the same din as the mother. Okay, and the mela, it goes after the mother. So just like the mother was a rishon, the child basically is now a sheni when it's born. But when it was before it was born, it was had the same din as the mother. Rashi, beleida holach achar ha'ein, and therefore you go after the mother. Omar le karkatna chazis elereshech beni amudei karkatna. Rashi, adam choshuv. You're a guy with a big head. What's it called? Therefore, you should stay and learn in the Beis Medrash. You're what's it called? Obviously, a person who can learn. Okay. Ki Omer Rabbi Yochanan lahosh ma'isa time of dechsiv ashi yivoldu. Right, when Rabbi Yochanan said this this inyan of Mitzri. Rishon and Mitzri Rishon and Mitzri Sheni. So he said the following: Time of the Chivashi Yevoldu, Hol Ba'amer Boser Avu Ashadin Emle. Right? He said just the opposite. Nor over here you go after the mother because of Ashi Yevoldu, right? Because it depends on the Leda, and the Leda is with the mother, so it goes after the mother, right? But normally we would what's it called consider the child after the father. Elohad Amar Rava Nochris Muberish in his Gaira, a Goya, regular Goya, who was pregnant when she converted. Binoa ain't Sorach Tvila. So the child doesn't need Tvila. Okay? That means under normal cases, Uber Lavia Rechimahu. That's what we're saying now in Rabbi Yochanan. Okay? Except in the case of the Mitzri, the Torah made it holy in the Leda, and therefore until the Leda, it's really part of the mother. But it's a special Yotzi Min HaKlal. That means in a normal case, the child and the mother are two separate entities. So if that's the case, if a mother converts with the child inside of her, so if the child is part of the mother, so just like the mother's, what's it called, foot is Tovo, so the Uber is also part of her, and all of her body, the hidden parts, the open parts, are all part of the Tevila. But if the Uber is considered a separate entity, so the Uber didn't have any Tevila, because the Uber is completely encased in the mother and doesn't have any tefillah, right? It's what's it called? It's it, the tefillah doesn't get it. And since the Uber is a separate entity, so there's no geirus on the Uber. The geirus, you need tefillah. The Uber didn't have tefillah, and even though the mother's stomach inside didn't have tefillah either, but that's tuma blua. That's part of the mother. But if we're saying that the Uber is not part of the mother, it's a separate entity, then it needs its own tefillah. So you can't have a tefillah if you're inside somebody else. So the chora, what's it called, shouldn't be good. Amai ain't sorach tefillah. The chora is a separate entity to itself. The child should need tefillah when it's born, because the tefillah of the mother should not help for the child. Rashi. Ki omer Rabbi Yochanan, mipi ha-shmua omras, velo midaitcha. Ain't sorach tefillah, l'shum geiris, d'solkele tefillah di'ime. Right? The child doesn't need tefillah, because the mother's tefillah helps for the child. Gemara says, the reason the tevila helps for the child is because the mother is not considered a chatzitza. Why not? The Omer of Yitzchak, Dvar Torah, Rubo umakbir olav chotzitz. Rubo she'eno makbir olav eino chotzitz. When is there a chatzitza min haTorah? If the chatzitza is robe of the thing and your makbid, tartil reyesa, the chatzitza has to cover most of the thing that's being tovel. And you have to be makbid that you don't want that thing there, the thing that's being chotzit. But if either condition's not there, min haTorah, it's a good tefillah. So even if the thing covers rove of the thing that's being toveled, but you don't care, you would leave it there. Or it's something that you're makbid, but it doesn't cover rove, it's only a mute, right? Less than rove. Then either case like that, min haTorah, it's a good tefillah. Right? The Rabbanan, we're machmir on miut hamakbid, on a miut that you're makbid on, where it has one of the chesronos, or rov she'eno makbid, also one of the chesronos. But they weren't machmir on miut she'eno makbid. A miut that you're not makbid has both milas, there they weren't machmir. There it's not chotzitz. But in a Torah, you need both chesronos. Rov of the thing has to be covered, and you're makbid. Here, the child's not makbid that his mother's there, he just wants his mother to be around him. Right? Be very difficult for him if the mother wasn't there. So therefore, the child is not makbid on the mother being chotzeit. So min haTorah, afilu rubo, if it's not makbid, it's not chotzeit. So maybe that's why the tefila goes to the child, because it's rubo, but it's ain't no makbid. Mar says, Taha, Omar Rav Kahana, lo shonu el rubo. That cloud that it's not chotzeit, only if it's rov. Aval kulo chotzeit. But if the whole thing is encased, like over here, right, then even if you're not makbid, there's no tefillah, because the whole thing is encased. So the chalal, the thing is not in the mikveh. And therefore, min haTorah, even kulo she'eno makbid is chotzit. And here it's kulo she'eno makbid. So Mara says, let's see Rashi till here. No, yeah.
Mishum de Rabbi Yitzchak, the Omer Dvar Torah, Rubo Makbid of Chotzeit, Vahachalo Kopid Bahai Chatzitza, Hai Vlada de Rabbi Sehu.
The child doesn't, isn't Makbid, the mother's around, that's where he should be, inside his mother. So he's happy that the mother is there.
The Afagav, the Omer Hashem, Gozu al Rubo Sheino Makbid, Hachokim Adaraisa, by a Tfilas Gerim of a pregnant woman, they left it on the Din HaTorah.
They didn't, where they weren't, they didn't make their Gzeirah to Rabbanan. Even though Midrabbanan, Rubo She'eno Makbid, or Miyuto She'makbid is Chotzeit, it's Midrabbanan. But Minatora, since Minatora, Rubo, and Eino Makbid is not Chotzeit, right? So therefore, they left the Din D'Oraisa, and the Tevila helps, that's what Gemara thinks. Gemara says, not true. It's only Rubo. The Ha'omer of Kahana, Aval Kulo Chotzeit, Afagabdalo Makbid. Minatora, if the whole thing is encased, even if you're not makbid, that's not a tefillah. V'harcha kula hu mechusa, the whole child is covered. Shemara says, Shani uber, so why taka does the tefillah help? If you hold that, what's it called, that uber lav yerech imohu, so the child is a separate entity, then why is the tefillah help, or the mother's tefillah help for the child? It's kulo, and it should be chotzit. But if you hold uber yerachim, the uber is part of the mother, so just like the tefillah helps for her stomach inside, it helps for her baby too, because that's part of her that's covered. That doesn't have to go into the mikvah. You don't have to open your chest cavity and let the water go in. Right? That's called tumah v'lua. It's all part of your body. So when you're outside of your body, it goes into the mikvah. The insides are also part of all of that. So here, just like her heart is part of the tefillah, her baby is also part of the tefillah because it's part of her body. But that's only if you hold the uber yerachimah. And we said Rabbi Yochanan holds uber lav yerachimah. So then how could a tefillah help for a uber? Why shouldn't the uber need a separate tefillah when it's born, according to Rabbi Yochanan? So Mara says, Shani uber dahainu revisei. No. The uber enochanami uber lav yerachimah. It's a separate entity. But this is where it grows. In other words, this is normal. It's not even chatzitza. It's not that the mother's a chatzitza. This is where the normal place for this uber to be. That's not called a chatzitza altogether. The chatzitza is a foreign thing. This is not foreign. It's not part of her body. But it's surely not a foreign body that makes a chatzitza. Rashi, the Hainu Rivisei, velo chatzitza, that's not called chatzitza, means a foreign particle, a foreign body separates between the water and the thing that's tovel. But here, since this is the place where the uber belongs, right, that's not called a foreign body. Okay. Ki asaravina. Okay. Ki asarana Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Another halacha. Pu'umos holach achar hazachar. By goyim. Stam goyim. Converted. So you go after the... By goyim... Not converted. Two goyim live together. Right? And they come from different nations. So the child is miyuchas after the man. Unlike by Yiddishkeit, similar to Yiddishkeit, by the gabe yashavet, which shavet you're from, or a kohen, or a lady. Right? They're both goyim. And who the child is miyuchas is the father. Kivitanya, menayin le'echod min ha'umos, shebo al aknanis. You have a zachar who's not from Canaan, not one of the seven nations that have to be destroyed, and he has relations. He marries a Canaanist who has to be destroyed. Okay, you can't buy them as an eved, even though it says eved Canaani, but an eved Canaani can't be eved. A Canaani has to destroy the holy ben, and they had a son. Shatarashai liknoso be'eved. You're allowed to buy him as an eved. Shenemar, the gam mibnei hatoshavim agorin imchem mehem tiknu. From the children of the people you live amongst, meaning the seven nations, you're allowed to buy an eved. How could that be? If the child is a Canaan, you have to kill him. You can't buy him as an eved. It must be talking in a case where the father is not a Kenani, the mother is a Kenanis, the father moved to what's it called, to Canaan, married a Kenanis, had a child. So this child is Mibnei HaToshavim. It's from the children of the people who you live amongst. But it's the child of the mother of somebody you live amongst, and somebody who's not a Kenani is the father. And it goes after the father, and therefore it doesn't have a din of a Kenani. It has a din of a Frenchman, right? Married a Kenanis. So the child is a Frenchman, and you're allowed to buy him as a slave. Yocho, afilu echod min haKenanim, shebo al achas min haUmos v'holid ben. I might think the same thing applies where the man is a Kenani and the woman is a French woman, that the child also you could buy as an Eved, right? V'holid ben shatorah shaylik also be'Eved tamavomer ashir holidu bi'artzachem min hanoladim bi'artzachem v'lo min hagerim bi'artzachem. Has to be somebody who was born and not just lives there. So if the father is not a father is somebody who the father was a Kenani, right, and the mother who gave birth was a French woman, then that's not what's it called, he's only born, but he's not a child to somebody who's from a different nation. There is also Rashi. You have to kill members of the seven nations. So that is determined by the father. First to come on. Nizgairu. This is the next piece. But if they were megayir, if they're Jews who are gerim, then you go after the more puzzle one. The puzzle one. See, one second what that means. Le'inyan yuchsin can refer it. Le'echad min ha'umos, she'eno mishiva umos, le'eno b'chlalo s'chayek ha'meshoma. A man who's from France, married a Kenanis. So then the child has a din of a French person, you're allowed to beg him an Eved. Shator ishaylik noso be'Eved, v'yato mitzuv, you don't have to kill him, he was an Eved. Shadin le bosar avua. He's miyuchas to the father, and he's therefore a Frenchman, not a Kenani. Talmud lomer bibnei hatoshavim shebo me umos acherim, right? People who settled in your land, but they weren't born here. So mibnei hatoshavim, you can buy an eved. He's only a toshav. He's only a citizen, but he's not born a born Kenani. The nasu avosam toshavim bimkomchem. They move from somewhere else to live in Canaan. From their children, you can have a slave. Min hanoladim bi'artzachem, she'imo mi'artzachem v'yoladetushon. Right, but from the ones that are born in your land, meaning the mother was a full-fledged Kenanis, and the child was born to a mother who was born in Canaan, that child is, No. V'lo min hagerim bi'artzachem, she'nolad b'mokom acher, she'imo min shar umos. That's what you call it. It has to be where the mother who was a Kenanis and gave birth to the child, but the father came from somewhere else. But if the mother came from somewhere else and the father was born there, that's no good. The Achabolagur Eitzel Avi Biarzachem. Derech Isha Leos bin Mekoma, the Derech Ish Legalos. A woman usually gives birth where her natural place is. And a man comes from somewhere else. It's the man who travels, and the woman stays in her original place. Hilkach hanoladim ba'aretz. If the child was born in Eretz Canaan, vaday imo mishiva umos. Then the mother is the one that's aser, because the father usually comes to where the mother is. Then the father is mutter, and the mother is aser. The child's mutter. Those you're allowed to buy him as a slave. You don't have to kill him. Avah hanoladim b'makom acher. But children born in another place to a woman who was a Kenanis, right? To a man who was a Kenani, but he went somewhere else to marry a woman who's a French woman. There, the child is what's called Osir, because the father is a Kenani. Vaday imo misharumos mistabra ki miatinu kra hecha da ovid Kenani. The Torah. The one that you can't buy is an Eved. In other words, the one that is a din of a Kenani is where the father is a Kenani. Okay. So that's what's it called if they're both Goyim. They're both goyim. Which goy are they meyuchas after? Goes after the father. Nisgairu. What if they became gerim? So they're not goyim anymore. They're Jews who had been goyim. So now, what's it called? But they're gerim that are posel because they're an Ammoni, a Moavi, a Mitzri, a Domi, those kind of gerim. So who do you go after? So nisgairu holach achar pogim shemishneyim. If they become, they can convert, then the child is the worst of the two. The one that's more pogum, that's what the child follows. Okay, now the Gemara is going to explain which case. Bimai, which case are we talking about? Ilema b'mitzri shenosa amonis. A mitzri married an amonis. A gioris, an amonis. Okay? Now she's mutter completely. So there's no pogam over here. It says ha-pogum shebishneya. The one who's more pogum amongst them. Here, one of them isn't pogum at all, because Ammoni v'lo Ammonis. So she's 100% mutter, she's a regular Jewess. Right? 100% mutter, gioris, no pogam at all. My pogum shebishneya nisba. What pogum shebishneya is there? Ammoni v'lo Ammonis. Ela b'Ammoni shenosa mitris. An Ammoni who's usher forever. All of his generations are usher. Married a mitris, who's only the two generations are also, the third generation is mutter. So now, is the child considered an Ammoni, who is usher to what's it called, forever? Or is the child considered a Mitzri, who's mutter after three generations? So the marriage is like this. Izocher have shadya basar Ammoni. If the child is a male, then the worst scenario is that he's an Ammoni. Because his children will never be mutter, and he's also forever. But in a keva have you, but if she's in a keva, if you make him an Ammonis, she's mutter right away. If you make her a Mitzris, she's only mutter after three generations. So then, if it's a boy, he goes after the Pogum Shebishnehem, Legabe a boy is an Ammoni. If it's a girl, the Pogum Shebishnehem is the Mitzri. And therefore, she's not mutter till after three generations, unlike an Ammonis who's mutter immediately. She's considered a mitzvah. Okay. Rashi. My pogum shebishnehem. Ilema b'mitzri shenos Ammonis. The ko'omar, the shadin and zaram achar ha'av. The afilu yold in the keva asura ad gimel doros. Right? If you say that's talking about a mitzri that married an Ammonis, and that we make the child like the father, okay, a mitzri, and he's not mutter till three generations. The lo shadin la basar ima la mishraya la alter da moni vlo amonis my pogum shemishnei amika the mashem the shneim pogum. It's talking in a case where both are pogum. Here she's not pogum at all. El shazep pogum izeh ha amonis lo pogum amidi da moni ksi vlo amonis. This case wouldn't apply. Ela ba moni shenosa mitzris the shneim pogum. Both are pogum. The mitzris vishalna asura. A mitzris, even the keva, the first generation is also, right? Only the third generation is mutter. Izocher who im yivolid lem zocher. So now it depends. If this mitzris and Ammoni had a boy, then the pogum shebishneim is being an Ammoni. But if they had a girl, the pogum shebishneim is not the Ammoni because an Ammoni is mutter. Then the pogum shebishneim is being a mitzris. Shad yibas ramoni v'yasu la'olam. In the keva, he shad yibasar mitzris. The tia mitzri shniya vasul Israel. She'll be a second generation mitzri as aser, and the next generation will be mutter. The lo tishtay yibasar amoni l'shtayur la alter mishum amonis. Don't make her be miyuchas after the amoni, because then she'll be an amonis as mutter immediately. Make her kipogum shebishnei, and the worst one, make her a mitzris, not an amonis.
Right.
Right. That means what then that we said before. Yes. It was after Zohar.
This is only a license.
These are not licenses.